sense.
As you stand by me.
The RSPCA's Mallowdams Wood Wildlife Centre first opened its doors on the 11th of April 1961. They might not have had baby elephants or lions, in line with the popular music of the day, but the staff and volunteers promised to stand by the wildlife in their care, and they have kept that promise for 50 years. Mallowdams is set in 22 hectares of woodland at Fairlight near Hastings in East Sussex. Last year, they helped a record 2,800 animals and birds. Belle Deering is the centre manager at Mallowdams, which means she does everything from managing conservation tasks and events and promoting animal welfare through education to looking after staff and volunteers. Sometimes the simplest bits of equipment at Mallowdams can be the most crucial.
But these big sinks here are where we actually wash the oiled birds, and you can see it's a large size. We do get swans in that need washing that are contaminated with oil, diesel, that sort of thing. And we have a smaller insert to the sink that we use if we're washing, obviously, a smaller bird, a guillemot, a razorbill, something like that. The boiler needs to be reliable and provide us with hot water at exactly the right temperature for washing these birds. Obviously, too cold and the oil won't come off. Too hot clearly could be damaging to the birds that we're washing. So we need something that will produce infinite quantities of water at the right temperature.
For the staff and volunteers, the sound of birdsong is a constant background to their work with wildlife. Tim Thomas is a wildlife officer at Mallowdams, with responsibility for special projects. He also manages Mallowdams' 22 volunteers, who gave the centre 3,378 hours of unpaid help last year.
Mallowdams was part of a large estate attached to Fairlight Hall, and over the years it's been used as all sorts of things, primarily in the early part of the 20th century. It was used as a hunt, as a copse for hunting. A gentleman called Horace Quick bought the wood and started managing it as a nature reserve, along with a local shepherd called Bob Jenkins. And he began to manage the wood, and as he got older, he found that he couldn't really manage the whole wood, and asked the society if we'd like to take it on. As a result, in 1961, he left us the wood. December 1962, the first animal coming through here was an oiled razorbill, and I think that really set the tone for the work, or the primary work here. First bird was oiled. One of our major projects here has been oiled birds over the years, and we're still working hard on finding out the best ways of treating and releasing them.
Richard Thompson has been a wildlife officer at Mallowdams for 15 years. He manages the wildlife assistance and oversees the wildlife centre.
When I first came here, there were just a very few sheds and a few very small aviaries. And then in 1999, we rebuilt the centre as it is now, and it's a purpose-built centre for the rehabilitation of wildlife. Over the years, we've seen an increase in the number of birds of prey that we've admitted to the centre, and the number of rarer species as well. Not that we just concentrate on rare species here, but recently we've had admitted into the centre a bittern. This bittern was found underneath a telephone wire, and it had a very large wound on its wing and a small underlying fracture. The bird was in with us for 3 months, and that was released at a local RSPB reserve. And this year we found out that the bird's been seen again, because we put a ring on that bird and it's been seen again. So, you know, these are sort of the highlights that we want to emphasise, that, you know, we release them and they're seen again back out in the wild surviving.
So we're in the main aviary block now, and you can see there's a number of different enclosures within that block, and they just have little holes in the window so you can sort of peer through, if you're a bit taller than me anyway, and see what's in there, and that's to provide these birds with seclusion. By the time an animal gets down here, we're hoping that they're almost ready for release, and so it's a quiet place. You can hear we're surrounded by sort of farmland, there's just wild bird noises around us, and so it provides them with a very peaceful setting. All of the animals in our care clearly are wild, and we don't want them to tame them, we don't want them to get used to people, and so that's why this aviary is set away from the rest of the buildings, it's peaceful and quiet, and hopefully the birds and animals that are in here can get ready for release without being disturbed too much by us.
Belle took me to meet the seals. Mallardams is well known for helping seals and takes them in from all over the south coast and beyond.
They've been here a couple of months. One came on, come over to see us. One came from Jersey originally. It came in here as an orphan, so it was very young, quite underweight and needing to be fed up and raised to an adult stage to be released. And the other one came more locally from Kent. What we do though is we will drain this pool down, collect them out of here on stretchers, transport them to a local release site down at a beach nearby, where they'll be let out of the stretchers. And the ideal is that they then go down to the sea, go into the sea. They'll probably look around a bit, orientate themselves, and then with any luck, they will swim off. That's the plan. And we will often tag seals as well, just so that in the future, if they're sighted, we'll get some feedback as to perhaps where they've moved to, if they're living with another colony, and that gives us an idea of their survival after release as well.
Mallardams has always run special projects to help the wider community feel part of the centre. Last year, the Hastings Wild Things project received just under £250,000 from the National Lottery's Access to Nature Fund. I had a talk with Anna Herivan, the project officer.
What we really hope to do is get young people out enjoying an experience in the woodland, especially those that perhaps haven't had the chance to do so before. Perhaps they're sort of living quite in the centre of town and haven't got a woodland nearby, or just haven't really been shown how they can use it and enjoy it. So we're going to do all kinds of activities in the wood, from badger watching and den building to fire making and residentials and night walks, all kinds of things to learn about wildlife and about the wood.
Mallardams is celebrating its 50th anniversary with a variety of events.
We're actually holding a ball, a charity ball, in the Masonic Hall in St Leonard's, which will be a big celebratory event for us and hopefully fundraising as well. But throughout the year we've got a really wide range of events that we're holding, from open woods where families can come, take a walk around the woods, come and sit around the campfire and have a cup of tea, through to very sort of specific tailored events such as an evening badger watching or a moth walk, dawn chorus walk. So we've pretty much spread events throughout the year so that people can come, learn about Mallardams, learn about animals and animal welfare in the natural environment, and find out what we do.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information about Mallardams' 50th anniversary, please go to www.rspca.org.uk.